Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, the last time we covered a real episode.
A chapter.
An actual episode, a chapter of Matthew was Matthew chapter 26.
Sure as fuck was.
Yeah, and in that chapter, we had Jesus just days away from being crucified, apparently.
Apparently. Right?
Yeah. And then...
He keeps talking about it.
Yeah, and he had expensive perfume dumped on his head, and...
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No, he was anointed. I didn't know that. He was anointed.
Yeah. And then Judas took 30 pieces of silver and gave it. And he got 30 pieces of silver for turning in Jesus or whatever.
For kissing him.
Well, he turned him in. You know, he gave him up and whatever. Yeah.
He betrayed him with a kiss.
We had the Last Supper happen, you know, and then we had Jesus get, you know, arrested, essentially. And he got hauled before a tribunal, and then he was like beaten and questioned and mocked and all kinds of fun shit.
And then Peter denied him three times right before the cock crowed.
Yeah, that was a little bit of some.
And then he cried because he realized, oh fuck me, it happened.
Yeah, that felt a little contrived to me. To me,
listen.
Yeah,
what I'm having a really hard time with is that. So we literally just started watching the show. What is the Star Trek one that we're watching now?
Strange New Worlds. Yeah.
And so I think we're on like episode 3 or some shit like that. Like that's how we literally just started. Okay.
Yeah.
And like Captain Pike is aware of his future. And so he's like, I'm going to die in 10 years. And I'm having to reconcile that sci-fi story with Jesus being like, I'm about to die next week. And like those two stories not being the same at all. But both of them are like, I'm totes gonna die, y'all. It's gonna happen.
Right.
And like it feels really weird because, you know, I love Star Trek and I'm not fond of Jesus.
Sure.
So
I'm like, not sure where you're going. Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
I got these two guys, the two of the most things that we do is read the Bible and watch Star Trek.
It's true.
And in both of those, I got a guy saying, I'm about to die. I'm about to die. I'm about to die. I'm going to die, y'all. Dying is imminent.
Right.
And it's just bothersome, and I don't like it. I don't like it. That's all.
To be fair, Pike doesn't die. He just gets mangled.
I mean...
So he just ends up in a futuristic wheelchair.
The beep beep chair. That's what it's called.
It kind of looks like half of a
Dalek.
A Dalek, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The bottom half.
Right.
Oh my God. I want to make a bottom half of a Dalek costume for Halloween. Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
All right. Anyway, so before we get into what we're doing today, we do have one announcement to make, and that is, and I want to apologize because this patron started their membership in a time when we were going through a lot of shit.
Patron? What?
Yes, we have a new patron.
What?
Yes, so thank you, Michelle S.
Michelle S?
I just can't say thank you enough. And I think probably they started their membership about the same time that we were in financial dire straits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like seriously, thank you so much. And sorry that it took us so long to get it onto the podcast to say thank you.
And you're amazing, Michelle.
You are.
We so appreciate you and all our patrons.
And we have more to catch up on, too, just to be clear. But thank you today to Michelle.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
You are very, very much appreciated. And, you know, we can never say it enough. So that being said, what are we getting into today?
Oy, Well, I mean, Jesus is going to do some shit. Obviously.
It's
his book.
Is he going to do some shit, or so, or are people going to do shit to him?
Probably a bit of both. What I'm thinking. But it's Little Maddie, chapter 27.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. Okay, I was so excited to start this chapter because, let me tell you, I accidentally, again, saw the headline. And I know I'm not supposed to do that, but it's not my fault because, listen.
Okay.
When I just glanced at it and tried to look away real quick, what my brain retained was Jesus bought some Pilates. And I know that's not right. That's not what happened. Is Jesus was brought before Pilate, as in Pontius Pilate.
Okay.
But it was spelled like Pilates. So it's going to be really hard for me to like, no, Pilate, not Pilates. I cannot be the first woman in 2026 to get that name wrong, but at least I know the difference. All right, so listen, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Little Maddie, chapter 27.
Yeah.
Early in the morning. Remember, Jesus is all jailed up or whatever.
Right, okay? Right.
And Peter's out there going, and then the rooster's going,
right.
Right?
Sure.
Okay. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people made their plans how to have Jesus executed. How are we going to do this?
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's so many ways that we could do this. I mean, we could hang him upside down by his toes. We could cut his throat and watch it bleed.
Yeah.
We could drown him. We could poison him. We could have him quartered and drawn and quartered.
Yeah.
Whichever way it goes, we could beat him to death.
We crucify him.
What are we going to do? We got to make a plan.
I think most people know.
Did somebody bring a whiteboard and a Sharpie?
Whiteboard and a Sharpie.
It's got to be permanent to make it 2,000 years. Got to make the plan permanent.
Oh, yeah? I think the permanence is in the, you know, death.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So they're sitting around there like planning it. So they bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor.
Okay.
Not Pilates.
Sure.
Okay. Pilate, the governor. All right. When Judas, who had betrayed him for a kiss, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was like, oh, fuck me. He was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. Yeah, see? He was like, fuck me. I messed up. I did a bad. Remember that time when I betrayed him? I maybe shouldn't have betrayed him.
Okay.
That seems like such a weird.
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen, bro?
Yeah, like, I don't really. That makes very. Is it because they said they weren't going to kill him? Like, hey, maybe he got convinced, hey, if you turn him over, we'll have some mercy on him.
Or maybe they were like, if he's really the Son of God, then he won't let us catch him.
Sure.
So really, you're helping.
Yeah.
Like, you're helping push the story forward.
Or, you know, you're just helping the prophecy come true because he's been prophesizing it.
Yeah.
So all you're doing is furthering the plot here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me, I have sinned, he said. Whoopsie. For I have betrayed innocent blood. Yeah, you did. Oh, what's that?
Why the sudden change? I don't understand this.
Because he's been beat up and, like, he's in really sad shape.
Wait, Jesus. I thought we're talking about Judas here.
Yeah, Judas got beat up. And so, Jesus got beat up.
Yeah.
So Judas is like, oh, this is not going the way I thought. I betrayed him and I shouldn't have done that.
Like, what did he think was going to happen,
though? That's what I literally just said.
Okay.
What did you think was going to, like, hey, I'm going to betray him. And then he's like, oh, shit, I betrayed him.
Right.
Wait.
You literally got paid to betray him.
Guess what? The square root of 4 is 2. And also, 2 times 2 is 4.
Right.
Also, totally beside the point and irrelevant, 2 plus 2 is 4.
Sure.
That's just some different math for you, though.
Right.
Because addition and multiplication seldom lines up so nicely, but 2s are special.
They are.
Okay?
Yeah.
But it's all how the numbers slide into each other. And if you know math, it works. So what the fuck is wrong with you, my good sir? That was all like, erase all the numbers that I just wrote down and basically just turn to Judas and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, I was wondering where all the twos were going there.
Because I'm saying, like, the square root of 4 is 2, and also 2 squared is 4.
Oh, I got that
like,
part.
Like, so if you betray him, he's betrayed. And if he's betrayed, it's because you betrayed him.
Right.
See how, like, both sides of the equal sign are the same.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
And he's like, fuck, oops. So that time when I betrayed him. And I shouldn't have done that.
Sure.
But then the dudes are like, what is that to us? That's your responsibility.
Sure.
So they're like, whatever. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Here's your fucking coins.
That seems like, at this point, he's already been fucking arrested and beaten and...
Jesus, that is.
You know, yeah. Like, that just seems like a big waste of money.
Yeah.
It's not going to redeem what you did. You already did it.
But he's like, I don't want it no more. It's blood money. Okay. Blood money, that's what they call it.
Whatever.
Cause money for blood ain't no fair exchange.
I don't know what you're saying.
That's Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Okay. And that's from Young Guns.
I'm sure you're right.
The Bon Jovi soundtrack
to
Young Guns. And it's so good. Actually, I think it's Young Guns too. But anyway, so good. Okay. So then dude went away and hanged. Oh, shit.
What?
He went away and hanged himself.
Oh.
That needed a trigger warning. That was a jump scare that I did not see coming. Whole.
I didn't know Judas hung himself.
I did not know Judas hung himself either.
Interesting.
Yeah. He threw the money away and was like, I fucked up. I shouldn't have done that. And then he hanged himself.
Wow.
I mean, that escalated quickly, sir. Again, what did you think was going to happen? When you betray somebody, they're betrayed.
Right. Yeah. I don't quite. Maybe he took so much shit from other people that he just, I don't know. But like,
maybe the other gospels will give us a better idea, hopefully, question mark?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that story.
This definitely needs some Q&A.
He obviously regretted some things.
He did.
Yeah.
But it doesn't like give us the how he got from here to there. And I feel like I'm missing a whole section of story.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah.
So the chief priest picked up the coins and said, it is against the law to put this into the treasury since it is blood money. La, la, la. So they decided to use the money to buy the Potter's Field as a burial place for foreigners. We talked about Potter's Field early in the Old Testament. Do you remember what a Potter's Field was?
Isn't that broken ceramic, basically?
Yeah, but it was where the people that would... they would be like throwing pottery, like, you know, making it.
Sure.
All the chipped and broken pieces they would like throw out into this field. And then nameless people or poor people would be buried there, like nameless graves.
Okay.
So a potter's grave, sure. You know.
Yeah,
And also that's where Potter's Field was then made famous in the movie It's a Wonderful Life because there was like Potter's Field.
Like, I don't recall that, but I'm sure you're right.
Well, I mean, it's a black and white Christmas movie. It is a classic, right. And you should probably watch it just for the Potter's Field reference.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Apparently, I got to share this because apparently we won't get more on why Judas hung himself because he only hangs himself in this gospel.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, Vern.
Wow, this is crazy. I mean, there's a whole piece of story missing.
Right.
He's like, hey, I'm totally going to betray this guy. The one that I kiss, that's the one you want. Watch.
Yeah.
And then he takes the money and he's like, this one. Hi. Yeah, that one that I just kissed. Right. And so then afterwards, he's like, oh, shouldn't have done that. And then he's like, my bad. Ooh. And then he hangs himself.
Okay.
Like, that story, there's so much escalation that's missing.
Right.
Emotional piece that...
Oh, yeah. No, that story had no fucking arc at all.
Right.
Like, that made no sense.
No. I mean, he should feel bad.
Sure.
He did betray him.
Right.
But again, what
but
did you...
But you literally took money to do that thing that you did.
Right.
So... Okay.
I guess I'm just not...
What happened in the meantime?
Right. That's the part I want to know.
Right.
That's the bit I want to know.
Yeah.
That's what the movies always make stories about.
Sure.
And I can see why.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I would like to know that story. So anyway, they are going to buy the Potter's Field as a burial place for foreigners, you know,
okay.
unnamed poor people.
Sure.
The immigrants that don't belong here will bury them in the Potter's Field, the foreigners.
Okay.
Okay. That is why it has been called the Field of Blood to this day. To this day.
Okay.
The Field of Blood. Then, because, you know, it was blood money
yeah.
was used to buy the field. So oh, it's the okay. Field of Blood.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, you know, from the Old Testament, sure. the Hebrew Bible. Sure. Got to
get some more Old Testament
sure, in here. Sure. Was fulfilled. They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price set on him by the people of Israel, and they used them to buy the potter's field as the Lord commanded me. We'll definitely be looking that up.
This is from Jeremiah?
That's what it says.
That's okay. So yeah. like this, like, okay, I feel like this is so contrived.
Yeah.
Just to stuff one more goddamn,
yeah,
you know, prophecy in here.
And then there was a field and then poppies grew there. Like,
because that not? Sounds so just like shoved in there.
Right.
It does not make any there's, sense. There's no reason for that.
It's beside the point.
Right.
And then they couldn't take the money. So they decided to go, you know, buy whatever XYZ.
Right.
Really? Really? That's what they did. So right. like, yeah. it's so irrelevant to the fucking story. All right. Anyways, moving on. Next section. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
Mm.
Well, you've said so, Jesus replied. So he's giving a non-answer answer.
Right.
He's like, I guess.
Much as he always has.
Right.
Especially when he's talking to authority.
Yeah. Like, so. Well, that's what you claim, I guess, if right. that's what you think. Right. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then, not Pilate, Pilate, I mean, every time, every fucking time. Then Pilate asked him, that's the governor, excuse you, don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you? But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor.
Hmm.
So he's like,
he's pleading the fifth, huh?
You gonna think what you gonna think? I'm just gonna stand here and take it.
Okay.
Whatevs.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you already done got me arrested. What can I say that's going to change anything?
Right.
Is my guess.
Sure.
I mean, I could have that wrong, but it seems to be what, I don't know, whatever. What do I know about Jesus? Anyways, moving on. Next section. Now, it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah, that.
That sounds like the pardon that so... our president gives, right?
Yeah. Wait. So prisoners can be released at the crowd's request and Jesus never got released?
I don't know. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Ready? At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. Barabbas?
Hmm.
Berenstain Bear.
There's two fucking Jesuses?
Well, Jesus was quite a common name or title or what the fuck ever.
Okay, but like literally there's two yeah. Jesuses in this chapter.
Yeah, but this one is Berenstain Bear.
Still.
Barabbas? Is it Barabbas?
I don't know.
Build-A-Bear?
Sure.
Okay. So, when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, which one do you want me to release to you? Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?
Oh, okay. Okay.
For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. Huh? I'm so confused.
I'm assuming, okay, this is obviously going to require some questions, right?
Yes.
That we're going to need to answer.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that Jesus is not popular with the government and with the mainstay religious folk. And
we know that.
The only people that maybe he appeals to are like your lower class people that...
The working class. The fishermen's
right?
and the goat.
So nobody of import is going to vote for,
right?
You know, Jesus
to be handed over,
right?
So it's going to be Build-A-Bear that gets to go free.
I'm assuming, but I don't know why exactly. Like you, with all the thousands of people that they say follow Jesus around, you would think that he could find the votes to get out of this. But apparently not.
Listen. Are we really going to sit here and talk about fair voting systems when we are in America and people have voted for Trump 3 times in a fucking row? He didn't win 3 times in a row. People voted for him. You know, he won in the first vote, then he lost to Biden, but people still voted for him. And then, you know, he just won the second time, you know, and he's in his second
presidency. I thought you were saying people voted, whatever.
People voted all 3 times that he ran, 2 of which he won.
Right.
And you're going to talk about voting and, like, really?
No, I'm wondering how your people can vote. I'm just wondering where you're going with that, because, like, you're just... People are allowed to vote for somebody 3 times.
No, so, I know. Like, I don't know what I'm saying is, exactly. Like, people are dumb.
Oh, okay.
And also redistricting and gerrymandering. Like, people are dumb. The system's dumb. Everything's dumb, right?
I understand. You had just said something about fair voting, though. So I was like...
I didn't say fair voting. Did I?
You did.
Well, what I said was, you're going to talk about fair voting, like...
Right.
Okay.
And then you said people voted for Trump 3 times.
I mean, they did.
The way you said it made it sound like...
Okay, it made sense in my head. But what I'm trying to say is 2,000 years later, people and systems are still fucked up. And the wrong people are still in charge or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it never goes the way it should.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure that there was... Whatever. Yeah. We'll find out more about it, but I'm pretty sure that there was bigger reasons behind why Jesus didn't get voted off the island.
I'm going to say it's probably had to do with stupid people and stupid systems.
Right.
Which was my point.
Sure.
Okay. So, okay. Anyways, for he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife, Mrs. Pilate... I made that up. His wife, who I am calling Mrs. Pilate,
sure,
was sitting on the judge's seat, and she sent him this message. Wait, let me read
that again. That's progressive. They had a woman on the judge's
seat? No, I said that wrong.
Oh.
While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife, Mrs. Pilate, sent him this message.
Okay.
Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him.
I'm sorry, what? What the fuck is happening? What is going on here?
You know how I always be having bad dreams, and then I'm like, we need to change the entire course of history because I'm having a bad day based on the dream that I had last night.
But they already decided that, okay, they're voting to let go whoever. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I don't care if you vote them free or not. You don't vote them free.
Yeah.
Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him.
Why would she call him an innocent man?
I don't know.
Okay.
But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Build-A-Bear to have Jesus executed. Okay, so she was saying, he's innocent. I've had such bad luck. Let him go. Don't have anything to do with him. Let him go. I had a bad dream. Just fucking let him go.
Oh, so this is like...
Okay.
She's seeing the truth of the matter,
maybe. He's an innocent man. Let him go.
Okay.
Okay. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to look for or to ask for Barabbas to have Jesus executed.
Say that one more time.
But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas.
Oh, yeah.
And to have Jesus executed.
Because they don't like Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which of the two do you want me to release to you? Asked the governor. Barabbas, they answered a lot of times. What shall we do? What shall I do then with Jesus who is called the Messiah? Pilate asked. They all answered, crucify him! Why? What crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, crucify him, like they shouting. Okay. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. He goes, I am innocent of this man's blood. It's your responsibility. He's like, y'all ain't telling me what he did. I don't know. My wife told me to let him go, that he's innocent.
I'm just here to execute people.
Yeah.
And y'all are telling me to do it. So I guess we're going to do it.
No, he's like, I'm washing my hands.
Well, it. he's still the one that's got to, you know.
He's washing his hands of the situation.
Sure.
He's not going to be the one to do it. He's like, no, I'm out. Okay. I'm out.
All right.
It's your he says, quote, it is your responsibility.
Right. He's saying that there is their choice.
Yeah.
But he's still going to be the one that condemns them.
All the people answered, his blood is on us and on our children. That's so chanting.
Bullshit. I call bullshit on that.
I mean, they might have had posters.
Who the fuck would chant that?
I don't know. They might have had posters.
They had cheerleaders. That is so fucking stupid.
I love when they have like, and everybody said in unison, and they all knew the dance routine, and it's a musical, and they all clap at the right times.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium. Praetorium, praetorium.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
They took him to the praetorium.
Yeah, I know.
I want to say that comes from the opening scene of The Little Mermaid. What okay. I was just singing. Like, they're on the shit on Eric's...
Prince Eric's ship. Okay. Sounded like you said shit.
And I don't know what they actually say, but I like the word praetorium here. So I'm like, praetorium, praetorium, da 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 da.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. So, okay. The governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. Oh, this is the sad part. This is the part in the movie where we cry.
Because they shoot nails through his
Stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him.
Oh.
And then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. Ouch.
Yeah.
They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. They were like...
this is one of those things about... Well, I don't know that we would be any better today if we still had stuff like this, because I feel like people are very violent by nature if they're given the chance to be.
Yeah. And like, there literally is a crowd. What is that called when like you're in a crowd and you kind of follow the crowd and do what the crowd is doing?
I can't think of the word for it off
like
the top of my
head.
But...
mass hysteria. No, it's not mass hysteria, but... It's like you're kind of like under the spell of the crowd around you. And
Mob mentality.
That's exactly.
Thank you for it, Trisha. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Also, like, have you ever been on Twitter?
Right.
Have you seen when the trolls, they come out at night and then they fucking get on top of everybody and they just decide... Have you ever seen that one day when everybody woke up and hated Nickelback? And yes, I know that you were the one person in the entire planet Earth who hated Nickelback prior to that memo.
Yeah, yeah.
But like everybody literally woke up and hated Nickelback. And then like a decade later, everybody was like, and Anne Hathaway too. Get her.
I told you years ago that I was the one that put the memo out.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
About... Nickelback, not yeah. Anne Hathaway.
Right, yes.
No, but like the same, they did like a copy paste and they're like, for no reason whatsoever, let's hate her as well. It's so fucking weird. It's weird. And like, I'm autistic, so I'm just looking around going, what are you guys doing? I don't understand.
Right.
And they're like, she's awful or something. Look at her fucking face and stuff. And I'm like, she's pretty. I don't, what? Do we hate pretty people? There's other pretty people. I don't hate Zendaya. She pretty. Can we hate what? Yeah, I don't understand. But we hate Anne Hathaway now. I don't know if you knew that. It's been like,
I didn't know that specifically, but
that's been a thing.
Okay.
And she's a brilliant actress. So I don't understand it like at all.
Right.
At all.
Right.
And also I like Nickelback.
Sure.
So sometimes it's good to be autistic because then you miss all the memos and you just get to like who you like. And fuck planet Earth.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah. So they knelt in front of Jesus and they were like, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, stick your head in doo-doo. Because they mocked him. And that's sure. what you sound like when you're being a mocker.
Yeah.
A mocking mocker.
Right.
Right?
Right.
"Hail, King of the Jews," they said. And they spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. And they had mocked him. So after that, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Not his own clothes. Then they led him away to crucify him. Okay?
Okay.
So he going.
Yeah.
This is the part of the movie where it's very dramatic music.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean...
I expected, like, if this is the King of the Jews, right?
Well, they said it mockingly. They're like, King of the Jews.
That's not what I'm getting
at. Okay.
If this is the King of the Jews and he's had thousands of people following him around and he's been healing people left and right, and all these people admire what he's doing and he's this big figure.
He walked on water. He exorcised demons. He rose them from the dead. He unblinded them.
Right.
He healed the lepers.
And on the way to his death, he's getting nothing but mocked.
It's very
and
weird.
Spit on and criticized and beaten and all these things, right? There's no one, and I know this is part of it. I know this is part of it. But like, there's no one out there standing up for him at all after all these thousands of people that he's healed. It just sounds, very contrived.
Right. I am going to say we have seen this a little bit, kind of. In like celebrities who do fall down in front of us. Let me give you an example. Two examples, actually.
Sure.
Both that like actually I had very strange anxiety attacks and emotional breakdowns over. When Amy Winehouse was on stage, literally drunk and falling over everywhere, I was crying watching that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, she's rich and nobody is like, she's just there and nobody is helping her. I don't understand.
Right.
I don't understand. Like, not one I'm really getting upset just even thinking about it because I'm like, she is gorgeous and talented and she's standing there on the stage in front of the world and not one person walked up to help her. The entire crowd was making fun of her.
Right.
I'm not saying Amy Winehouse was a Jesus by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying, like, I see it. I don't understand it. The other one was Pete Davidson when he came out with he has borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
But right before that, he was having a lot of suicidal ideation and like having a lot of just strong mental health issues. And I was bawling again because it was and here we are again, a celebrity, like rich, talented, and standing in front of the world, basically saying, please help me.
Right.
And nobody will help them. And I don't now, luckily, he was helped. He did have a lot of celebrity friends that stepped in and helped him.
Sure.
And he is certainly no Jesus. Right. But I'm just saying, like, if I can see it happening in the year 2000, whatever, to just normal fucking celebrity, American celebrities, right? Certainly I can understand how without the internet and celebrity, I can see how it could happen.
Sure.
Somebody on a stage.
I understand that aspect of it. I guess my point was that at no point throughout this book thus far have I really felt like the popularity behind Jesus was truthful?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally, totally. Yeah, no, the stories that I just gave were like, let's pretend for a minute that this emotional state has been earned.
Right.
But I agree with you that it hasn't.
Right. It like, so far, and again, I'm basing this on what we've read in Matthew, so far, the popularity accounts of Jesus have sounded very
fluff.
Embellished at the very least.
Mm-hmm. Like so, fluff. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like, where's your crowd, bro?
Right.
No, totally. I agree with you. What I was just giving out was like me trying to imagine a situation where that could actually be true.
Sure. And that's fair. I can see that. Yeah.
Okay. So they lead him away to crucify him. So as they're going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, God, how many Simons do we get? It's a different Simon.
Yeah.
And they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull.
Wait, Simon carried the cross?
Yeah, but this is a different Simon.
Okay.
It's a man from Cyrene.
Okay.
Named Simon.
Oh, okay, okay.
Not Simon called Peter.
I got you.
Different Simon.
Okay.
Or Peter called Simon. Simon called Peter.
Sure.
Yeah, so they came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There, they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall. Ugh. Gall. That's like inner juice. Like from the gallbladder. Yeah. It's like from your innards. But after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. I get his pants. And sitting down, they kept watch over him there. I wouldn't want him to get away.
Right.
What? Look, I know that I'm like trying to sound like silly. And I understand that that's probably going to come off as offensive to people who do take this story to heart. My problem is that I didn't get any of that emotional attachment to this guy.
Right.
And so I'm just having a really hard time, like, trying to find some emotion. I got more emotional over the loss of the great talent Amy Winehouse just now when I was talking about
her. Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. I think part of this is lost in that the story doesn't sound, it's not an emotional story. It's a very filling the gaps of prophecy story. Right. Like mm-hmm. we haven't really been given this whole, like, we don't feel for Jesus. We just know that he fits the prophecy mold. Right.
Yeah.
So there's not really this connection. We don't have a connection with Jesus through this story other than it's prophecy. It's foretold. These are the things that he's doing. Right.
Okay.
And apparently he can tell parables to people and make bread.
I actually have like a really good analogy situation, like a personal situation.
Yeah.
Again, me with the analogies, right?
Sure.
Okay, so when I was in my last 2 years of high school, I was in San Antonio. I was involved in JROTC, which is the junior ROTC military.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, they took the JROTC to one of the football games. I want to say it was like the Texas Longhorns or something, but what the fuck do I don't fucking know. I don't know football. Okay.
Right.
It was probably college. Is that a college team?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it was probably that one.
Okay.
Okay. So like, I hope you can already see kind of where this is going. I don't know football. I don't know Texas. I don't know their teams. I'm like, oh, we're going to a college game. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, so we're sitting in the crowd right before the game. All of us in our military high school ROTC uniforms,
yeah.
Right? And so they get the pre-cheerleaders to come out to explain what
the crowd... Sorry, did you say the pre-cheerleaders?
Yeah, before the game.
Okay.
Like, way before. Like as visitors, as the JROTC visitors, we get like a special intro because, you know, they're trying to convince us to come to their college.
Right.
They're like, you totally want to come here when you graduate from high school.
Sure.
Right. So that's what this was.
Okay.
You want to, you know, graduate from high school and come here. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the pre-cheerleaders, they come out and they're like, hey, so the home team, they do all these home chants, like the audience, right? And so they're teaching us all of these crowd chants and like, and when we put this sign up, y'all do this. And when we like lean this way and give this sign, then y'all do that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then during the football game, right, the cheerleaders come out and they do their thing, right? And I'm like looking around like, I don't know Texas. I have only been here for a year. I have no friends. I hate this fucking uniform. It's embarrassing. I didn't sign up for this. I'm clearly never going to this college because I'm poor. I'm never going to any college ever. What is happening right now? This is football, not basketball. I think I've got that. And I'm supposed to be cheering. Like, I was surrounded by people, but I was missing all of the emotional attachment. I'm sitting in a crowd where everybody around me gets this story.
Yeah.
And I have nothing. I'm like, I'm not from here. Right. I'm not from this city. I'm not from this state. I'm not really from this country.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, you probably have a better grasp on like Ohio State since you've lived here in Ohio for long enough than you would on what you were experiencing then.
Yes. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I did not even feel like I was from the country of America at that point. I had only been on the contiguous United States for like a year and was still like, where am I again now? Is this Dallas? Is this Houston? What other big old cities with college thingies are there in this? This is Texas. Like, I didn't know the story.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the emotions of that story. And I feel like very similar with this. I'm being asked to know the cheers and to know the chants and to be very invested and to be like, rah, rah, poor Jesus is being fucked over. This is very emotional and sad. Are your heartstrings being pulled? And it's like, no.
Well, I
hear you. I know I'm supposed to.
But I think what we're supposed to be getting out of this, if we're putting ourselves in the shoes of the Jewish folks in the 2,000 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or whoever's listening to Jesus at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be getting that he's got these crowds, he's healing these people, he's supposedly, you know, fulfilling all these prophecies that he says he's fulfilling, mm-hmm. right? Like sure. these are things that he's
the book of Matthew says that Jesus is
right. The book of Matthew that's written after Jesus died is saying that he's fulfilling these things, but like. If we take it at face value and just say, okay, let's assume that these things are actually happening the way that they're saying they're happening,
mm-hmm.
then maybe there is a group of people, like there could be a group of people that was like, oh my gosh, this guy is fulfilling all the things that were said to come, and they believe it because this is something that they believe, right?
So they're excited about.
So they're excited. I don't know. Like tortured? That's, I can't even figure that out. Right. Like he's saying that he's going to die. And so maybe they're excited. You know what? Maybe they're fucking excited because he's dying. Like, I don't fucking know.
I love a good prophecy coming true.
Right. Yeah. This guy said, I'm going to die. So like, yeah, go die, man. Go die.
I mean,
I'm not really getting it.
No.
Right? Like, I'm trying. I'm really trying.
I mean, that's why I told a story I told, because I'm like, I'm missing the emotional element here. The story, I'm not relating to it at all.
I'm missing the relevance, how this connects to anything. Because, like, we read the Old Testament, and we've read in our Q&As how these things supposedly tie back to the Old Testament that they claim, right? And not one of them has done that. And they are all talking about things that were happening in their time, in that moment in history.
Yeah.
Not about something that was going to happen hundreds or even 1,000 years later.
And where the book of Matthew has pulled from, it just feels so fucking willy-nilly and like, here's another problem. Let's do this one.
Right.
It just feels so weird.
It's very, like
y'all made your cheers and chants out of like very shaky ground.
Right. Well, we used to joke when we were in the Old Testament about how it felt like they were prophecy stuffing some stuff, mm-hmm. right? That was too many stuffs, but whatever. But now it's like every other fucking sentence, they're like, oh, and by the way, this is from Isaiah, or this is from,
don't forget the book,
Jeremiah,
the Hebrew Bible.
Daniel said this or whatever. And it's like, oh my God, could you just shut the fuck up about the Old Testament? Because you're making your case worse by just name dropping left and right, all these things. Like, there's no fucking way that all these things lined up the way that you're saying they lined up. If they did, you'd have a better fucking story for it, because this story is trash.
It's trash.
The way you're telling it is so bad.
It doesn't even
sound like a story. It just sounds like you're putting prophecies into a story to make it sound like they're real.
Like, I want to be like, what's his name? Will Smith.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I got that one right.
I want to be like Will Smith and be like, keep Jeremiah's name out your fucking mouth. Like, but, you know, as well as Daniel and as well as all the other ones that you keep pulling from. Right. But Isaiah is the other one they keep being like, you know, Isaiah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, just don't ever mention them again. Just stop. Just stop.
Right.
You know? All right. So anyways, they put him up, blah, blah, blah. They divide his clothes by casting lots.
This is not Jesus yet, right? We're still on the first guy?
They offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it. Okay. When they had crucified him, so he's hung up on the cross now, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And remember, and I said, I want his pants.
Yeah.
And sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
Can you imagine if you were the guy that lost Jesus's pants? I mean, I'm just saying, like, how much would that be worth today?
Could you imagine getting a whiteboard and a Sharpie and writing, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews? Can you imagine, like, that Sharpie would go for so much today? Just like those pants.
I mean, if they had Sharpies back then, I'd have other questions, actually.
Well, I mean, they placed the written charge over him. Right. And it said, in all caps, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
Sure, sure.
Two rebels, and Jesus was a rebel, right? Two rebels were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left.
Yeah.
I bet the one on the right repents, and I bet the one on the left doesn't. What do you want to bet the right and the left is important?
They're gonna repent.
I bet one does. Okay. I bet one does. I bet the one on the right is like, I'm really sorry, Jesus. Can you put in a good word for me? And then I bet that happens. And then I bet the one on the left is like, nah, fuck this. Okay. I'll die proud.
I have no idea, honestly.
Okay. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So two rebels were crucified with him. One on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you were the Son of God. I mean, honestly, that's kind of fair. They're like, you so magic. Where's your magic now, bruh?
Right.
I think that's fair, honestly.
Well, he was just like, he was God to save him from this, like, not that long ago. So, like,
yesterday.
Right. And he said he could call down armies of angels.
Legions.
Right? Legions.
Legions.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And now he can't get himself down off a cross.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he could if he wanted. He totally could.
So, like, how much of a fucking sacrifice is this, though?
That's what I've been saying.
If you can do all these things, what is it you're sacrificing?
Nothing. That's what I said. That's been my whole argument the whole time. Anytime somebody's like, no, but he's human right now. And I'm like, but he knows that he's not going to stay that way. It's not...
Yeah.
It doesn't count. It's not a sacrifice.
Right.
It doesn't count.
Right.
Sorry, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're like, if you so magic, where's your magic? In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo, stick your head in doo-doo. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross and we will believe in him. Look. I don't want to be mean, but it's totally fair what they're saying. I'm not trying to be mean.
No, I mean, like, the whole point of Christianity / Judaism seems to be contingent on the fact that you don't question your God to the point of asking for facts about their existence.
Right?
And I'm like, if you're basing an entire fucking religion off the fact that we can't ask questions about whether or not you exist, it seems a little sus, man.
And I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Just saying.
He trusts God. They're still mocking him.
Right.
He trusts in God. Blech. Let God rescue him now if he wants him, for he said, I'm the Son of God. Blech, blech, blech. I got to make them sound, you know, mockish.
Right.
Mockery. Right. Mockingjay. No. Mockingjay was good. These are not good people.
Right.
They are kind of mean, but they are also kind of making a fair point, though. In a way.
It's never nice to mock somebody, but you know.
I mean, he's up there crucified, so like, yeah, that's not cool. I get it. But on the other hand, they're like, I thought you said he was magic.
Let's look at this from a different perspective for a second.
Okay.
Let's just say that this Jesus guy, not the one that got freed, but you know,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Let's just say maybe he's a little mentally deranged, you know? Like let's say he's got some mental and he just thinks he's this God figure,
and now
right?
They're just making fun of him.
Yeah, they're just totally just mocking this person that's dying in front of their fucking eyes.
Okay,
and that's a cruelty that I'm like that is cruel.
Okay, that's so fair. Like, that's fair.
I'm assuming he died, right?
He's about
I don't
to.
Think he's a god. So these people are mocking somebody that they're killing in front of them. In which case, for that action, I do feel some empathy for this guy, and that's kind of fucked.
Okay, that's fair. That is fair. I think the questions are fair, but also I can see what you're saying.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I feel like guy has been walking all over town being like, I'm so magic. And everybody's following it going, oh, he's a magic man, mama. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden now he's caught and they're like, just kidding. He's not magic. Like,
right.
What? Was he magic or wasn't he?
I feel like the crowd that was around him while he was dying maybe wasn't the most friendly crowd to have around if you liked Jesus.
Fair.
Because they were doing the tribunal around people that didn't like Jesus.
No, that's true.
They're doing this in front of the Roman whatevers, and they didn't
particularly
like Jesus.
So all the people
he
saved, they're back home in their fishing nets and whatever.
Probably, but like, also it must not have been enough to do an uprising because... Where's the fucking uprising?
So he wasn't that dangerous after all, it turns out.
Seems
in which case, why did they worry about killing him?
Except for that we're still talking about him 2,000 years later, so...
I'm so tired. All right, listen. They're like, he said, I'm the son of God. In the same way, the rebels who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him.
Mm. Wait. The people on that are being crucified.
The guy
with
on
them?
The right and the guy on the left. They're like,
like this
I mean,
guy,
this
Jesus.
Fucking guy.
What the fuck, man? He thinks like, he's the king of the Jews.
You fuck, suck,
fucking loser.
And they're like,
are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, that's kind of funny, honestly. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to hell and there's no such thing as hell. Because I'm being so rude.
I just,
but like, seriously.
I find it very hard to believe that people that are actively dying
right?
are hurling insults at another dude that's actively dying.
They're like, ouch, nanny nanny boo boo, stick your head in, ouch, doo doo. Like, what? From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land.
Oh, shit.
Oh, here we go.
Is this another prophecy?
And the sun went down.
Right.
About 3 in the afternoon. About 3 in the afternoon. It might have been like 2:58. It might have been like 3:03.
Yeah.
You don't know. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice. Oh, shit. They got it in fucking... I don't know what that language is.
Not English?
It's not English. Anyway, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani.
Okay, is this where we get speaking in tongues?
Which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Okay.
So he's in some real fucking pain because they did not even bother. Like, he's like, nah, for realsies.
Trisha from our Discord says it's Arabic.
It's Arabic. That's what it is.
Okay.
I apologize.
I don't know
languages.
For sure that that's correct, but I would assume it probably is.
Probably. Erica knows her shit. I don't know any
Trisha.
Shit. That's what I said.
No, you said Erica.
Did I really?
You did.
Wow. I just did a dyslexia.
Now Fern says Aramaic.
Oh, shit. See, I don't know shit.
So it's probably Aramaic, because I thought that's the language that I thought that Jesus spoke.
I don't fucking know any of those languages. Anyways, it ain't English, and it ain't Greek. Okay, I can tell you that.
We'll,
and it's
we'll
not
answer,
Latin.
We'll answer it for sure in a Q&A.
Yeah, it's neither Latin nor Greek nor English. Okay,
I'm good on consensus both. Is Aramaic.
Aramaic. Okay. Anyway, he says in his language, my God, why have you forsaken me? So he's really not okay right now.
Okay.
Which, I mean, he's dying. So.
Someone chimed in, it's French.
definitely French. It was probably Bready.
It was.
Oh my God. French bread. When some of those standing there heard this, they said, huh, he's calling Elijah. Because he said, Eli, lama sabachthani.
Wait,
he's not, though.
Yeah, but they mean that means something completely that's not him at all. What?
He's calling Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Okay. The rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him.
Okay.
So I'm not sure
what he dies, so I know the answer is no.
Right, but I'm not sure what all of that was about.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like he was calling Elijah. It sounded like he was calling my God.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him. So the crowd's like, fuck off. Stop trying to give him water. Let's see what happens. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. Ooh, he died.
Oh, okay.
He did. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. I've been living all my life to say that.
You say it all the time.
I know, but now I said it like right during the tomb split.
Okay.
And that was exciting to me.
Wait, this happened when he died.
Yeah. The tombs broke open. Okay. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life.
Hold the fuck on.
Hold on.
What is going on
here? I gotta rewind.
Hold on. We have fucking zombies?
Apparently. Okay, hold on. I'm doing a rewind.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pay attention better this time.
Sure.
Okay, I gotta stop joking around. I gotta pay better attention this time. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. Okay, so he's dead.
He's dead.
At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. You know, as curtains do, they tear from top to bottom sometimes.
Okay.
The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. I did not misread that. We got ghosts, we got zombies, we got vampires.
And the only accounting for this is in the Bible. People coming back to life from the dead.
What is happening right now? They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection,
We went from he died to now he's resurrected.
What?
When did they rise? Was it right? I thought they said that it happened as he died, but now we're already at his resurrection.
I have no idea.
Okay.
They had risen. Okay. They rose to life.
Yeah.
And then they came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people.
What?
I hate it when zombies appeared
to many people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird way to say that dead people are roaming the streets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like if dead people are roaming the streets, they're either fucking roaming the streets or not.
Right.
Are they dead and roaming the streets, or did you imagine them in a dream? Or are we just making this shit up
for the sake of the
story?
Because
this is really fucking weird.
I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't think this really happened.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, when the centurion... What centurion? And those with him... Oh, okay. I'm sorry. There's more to the sentence. When the centurion and those who were with him, who were guarding Jesus, that centurion.
Okay.
Saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified. I would be
sure,
too.
Yeah, zombies. There. You know,
yeah. That's like one of my biggest fears. And now I'm supposed to believe that they actually exist.
Right.
And I hate this book forever. No, you don't understand. Like,
well, let me ask you this. This could alleviate your fears.
No.
How much do you believe the things that are happening in the Bible that are supernatural?
None.
So then why would you make this the one exception?
Because zombies are scary as fuck. And because I saw the movie 28 Days Later and there was a scientific reason for zombies to be real, and now it could really happen. And that is scary. And and because I read the comics of The Walking Dead, not the show. I couldn't watch the show. It was too scary, and then it was too boring. But the comics were great.
Okay.
The comics were great. Oh my God, so fucking creepy. Oof. Oh, and then of course, the best zombies ever are The Last of Us. But those were my mycelial network. Those were
different zombies.
Those were mushroom based. Yeah. These
are holy zombies, apparently.
Look, I can't do zombies. I can't do zombies. There cannot be zombies. I don't like this. This is scary. I'm gonna have nightmares tonight. I'm not even kidding. I can't do zombies, babe. All right. So anyway, they were terrified because fucking zombies.
Well, yeah.
And obviously. Exclaimed, "Surely he was the son of God." Whoops. Many women were there watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. That was nice of them.
There's women from, okay.
They're like, we couldn't say anything because we might get, you know, stoned or raped or something.
Right, but now it's okay. Now that he's dead.
Most of the people left, and so we're probably paid to take care of the dead bodies.
They did mention he resurrected. Well, are they going to cover what that means?
I don't even know.
Okay.
They came to care for his needs, whatever his needs are. Okay.
Right.
Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and really? The mother of Zebedee's sons.
Wait, what, James what? And Joseph?
James and
Mary, the mother of James. Oh, James and Joseph. Were those two of the apostles?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
But not Mary, like Jesus's mom. I'm assuming, unless she had other kids.
I don't know. I'm so confused. And the mother of Zebedee's sons, the ones who were like...
Oh, she was the one that was trying to get them a better place in heaven or whatever.
Yeah. Like, can we sit by you on the throne in heaven? Fuck off. All right, listen. So there's all these Mary chicks and moms and Marys and Marys and mothers.
Yeah.
And they all came to take care of the Jesus body.
Right.
Amidst the zombies.
Okay.
Apocalypse.
Yeah.
As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea, or Arrhythmia.
But he didn't show up through the eye of a needle.
No, probably. He did not. So. But his camel did. A rich man from Arimathea. Yeah, sure. Named Joseph. Guys, come on. It's another Joseph.
Another Joseph.
Okay. Who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. You know, the way all the Josephs do, right?
Uh-huh.
Going to Pilate, not Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given him.
Why is this rich guy demanding Jesus' body?
Okay, he's a disciple of Jesus. He wants to take care of the body.
Okay.
He's like, I'm a rich man, but I myself was a disciple of Jesus. I would like to care for his body in its aftermath, if you please.
Okay, so there were women that were caring for him from a distance, and then this rich guy shows up and wants his body.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And there were zombies somewhere in here.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a centurion going, fuck me, I guess he was the son of God.
And there was like an earthquake and ripped sheets or something.
Yeah. Okay, so this Joseph, not Jesus' dad Joseph, the rich man with...
Rich Joseph.
From Arrhythmia.
Arimathea.
Rhythm is a... Okay, anyway. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He is like, that one's broken. I'm going to put you in a good one over here. Okay? He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. And he's like, you know, say your piece.
He hasn't risen yet.
No.
So we went from... Zombies came out and...
No, they rose from the dead, but they haven't come out yet.
Sure, but they already said that he resurrected at some
point. No, they said... No, listen. Okay. It was a flash forward. Okay, when the stone... The curtain tore and the stone cracked, right?
Okay.
And that was going to be Jesus' tomb, right? Where a lot of people were buried in there.
I'm being yelled at. It's Arimathea.
Whatever. Listen, where a lot of people were already in this tomb... Are you listening to me?
I'm listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when Jesus died and all that shit happened, the dead rose, but they didn't come out yet.
Okay.
They didn't come out till he was resurrected, which hasn't happened yet.
That's how you're taking it, but
that's what it said. It literally said that when he gets resurrected, that's when they come out.
But it was like one breath where they said that he died, there were zombies, and then he was resurrected type thing.
It didn't say he was resurrected. It said they came out when he was resurrected.
Okay. All right.
That's regardless,
there were zombies, and I don't really care how they came out.
But we haven't seen them yet, actually. Okay, I thought we had, but no, we haven't. It's very confusing, but we haven't seen them yet.
Right.
Okay? They're like, whoa, inside the cave. Okay?
Yes.
So, the rich Joseph rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb. You know, he was like, dude, I'm so sad that you died. This sucks, but at least you have a good tomb now.
Yeah,
okay? I put you in a good rich one. Okay. Bye. He went away. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, so many Marys, were sitting there opposite the tomb. Okay. So they're like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
Ooh. The next day, the one after preparation day, whatever preparation day is, one of them holidays, I guess.
Well, no, I'm assuming preparation day is something like getting the body ready.
Mm. Okay. The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. Sir, they said, we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, after 3 days, I will rise again. So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day, you know, just in case.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the fucking dead. You know how them liars
They already waited till after they put him in there. How do they know they didn't already do it?
Because the rich man took the body and put him.
Right, but they didn't send guards with him to do it. So, like, how do they know that he actually closed him in there?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. This last deception would be worse than the first, is what they're saying.
Okay.
Okay. Take a guard, Pilate said. Go make the tomb as secure as you know how. Whatevs. So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. The end. Maybe because there was a centurion there. Remember?
Where?
The centurion was guarding earlier. Like when, you know, Jesus died and then the curtain tore and the tomb broke and the rock came open, right?
Okay.
When Jesus died.
Sure.
All that shit happened.
Sure.
Right? There was a centurion there going, oh, shit, I guess he was the son of God. And then the rich Joseph was like, dude, can I just have his body to put him in a good tomb? The centurion was there and probably saw the whole thing. Well,
you're assuming that he followed. It didn't say that he followed him. It says that they talked about it afterwards and that they.
No, I'm saying possibly.
Sure. Possibly. No. There's a lot of possibles. I'm just saying it also sounds possible that he could have just walked off with the body and said, nobody in there. So, yeah, I don't know.
So, he has not been resurrected yet. Okay. That's going to happen.
Right.
That's the end of the chapter, by the way.
Sure.
The end. So, he hasn't been resurrected yet, and the zombies are still just wandering around in the other cave.
Hmm.
Okay. The one that cracked open.
The tombs.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The tomb that cracked open. Okay.
Right.
They're just like going, oh, they rose up. But they haven't come out yet.
This is such an absurd story.
It's really
like
weird.
This whole thing is so, like, it's, I don't even have the words for it.
I want to write a zombie story where this happens, but, like, better.
It's really bad. This is really bad.
It's so bad.
I don't know that I have the correct words to describe how bad I feel like it is in my head. But it's pretty bad.
I didn't know there were zombies, and I'm just stuck on that. Like, yeah, it's sad about Jesus. Anyways, zombies.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
I did not expect that.
Wow.
And like before that, I didn't know that the betrayer, Kissed by a Rose guy.
Right.
You know that song, Kissed by a Rose. Seal. What's his fucking name? Judas.
Yeah, not Seal.
No, but he did betray with a kiss. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said sure kissed by a rose. Like, to me, those two go together because they both have a, what are those words? On, be, by.
Onomatopoeia?
No, God.
I just really wanted to say that.
I know you did. Do you know what onomatopoeia is?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Onomatopoeia is when a word sounds like what it is. Like,
drip, oh, yeah, yeah.
Drip, okay. Drip, that's onomatopoeia.
Okay.
What I am thinking of is prepositional phrases. It's okay. Prepositions. I don't remember what, like, I just totally forgot. I don't know
where you're going with that.
Oh, because kissed by a rose and also betrayed by a kiss. Like, they both have a preposition and they both have kiss. And so in my head, they work together.
Okay.
That's where I was going with that.
Anyway, that was Matthew chapter 27.
That was a long, crazy story. I don't know if I can do this.
Like, I feel like this is such an anticlimactic way to end. Zombies, Jesus died, etc.
Judas hung himself. Like, that came out of nowhere, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. Like, he's like, my bad.
But instead, you decided to go with prepositional phrases as the ending.
That's not my fault. You wanted to know why I was singing Kissed by a Rose with regard to Judas.
All right.
He was the betrayer by a kiss.
He was. All right, you got anything else to add? I'm really wanting to get out of here so we can find out next time what happens with the fucking zombies.
Do you think there's another mention of them ever again, or do you think?
I really hope they don't just drop them. Yeah, like this is too rich to just like.
And like
we got to go more into.
What about like Elijah? He's like, Father, Father. He's like, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me or whatever? And they're like, he's calling for Elijah. And I'm like, that doesn't seem the same.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No.
Are you dying?
I'm fine.
Okay.
But we need to wrap this up.
Okay. Glur. So anyway, all of that shit came out of nowhere. I don't know nothing about it. This story is crazy. And I got to get out of here. This is nuts.
Yep. All right. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.